Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Legally speaking on Kaya Biz.
A good friend of the show is going to help us out with this conversation. The executive for financial wellness and advisory at Nedbank, Dr. Frank Makwekwe. Such a pleasure to speak to you, Dr. Makwekwe.
Hi, Gugu. Good evening, and good evening to Kaya FM listeners. My goodness, it has been a while.
Right?
And I just love the way you emphasize the doctor. You know, it makes me feel like a true expert.
But you are. Frank, I've been speaking to you for how many years now? And we certainly know you've
more than a decade. 50 years.
Easily.
It's not long hair.
Exactly.
And what an amazing topic, Gugu, that you've lined up for our wonderful, you know, Kaya FM listeners. And I just want to build on the point you spoke, Gugu, referring to insurance. You just said now, the devil is in the detail.
Yes.
You see, for our topic, it's the exact thing that we're finding out, that a lot of unscrupulous debt canceling firms, they're not quite explaining the debt canceling process to consumers. And as a result, the consumers are doing exactly what you have described and what the CEO of Capitec was saying, that we're seeing a new trend where consumers, it hasn't really happened for a long time in South Africa, where someone with a loan that is less than 3 months old and they are now in debt, review. It's a very strange phenomenon.
Mm.
And hence, industry leaders are saying there does seem to be evidence pointing to abuse of the debt cancelling process.
Definitely. And maybe let's start there just by getting an understanding of the various definitions. Debt counselling versus debt consolidation versus debt review.
Yes.
What does it all mean?
That is a fantastic place to start. In fact, to just build on the point, then I'll unpack those three definitions, Gugu. To just build on the point, I want to just show you the link between what the CEO of Capitec mentioned and what we're seeing ourselves as Nedbank retail and business banking. Do you know, Gugu, that between April 2023 and March 2024, that 1 year period, at Nedbank, we saw 42% of our clients with loans less than 3 months signing up for debt cancelling.
Oh,
to
no.
Just show you, it's not a Capitec, it's also a Nedbank picture, and I'm sure, you know, a picture of other banks as well.
Mm.
So it's definitely substantiating with numbers. We're seeing the same trend, you know, at Nedbank. And so it leads us to definitions. You're quite right, Gugu. Let's define first debt cancelling.
Mm.
What is debt cancelling? Simply put, debt cancelling is a legal process that is allowed by the National Credit Act for a consumer who realizes that they are no longer able to meet the obligations of their creditors. In other words, we are looking at an individual who approaches a debt canceller, an assessment is done of their situation, then the debt canceller says you qualify in line with the National Credit Act. I will now go and negotiate on your behalf with your creditors so that we can find a plan, because you know you are struggling to keep up with payment. So long legal process with its own consequences. We can come back to that. Let's go to debt consolidation, Gugu. No, before I do that, let me say the industry interchangeably, Gugu, uses debt cancelling and debt review. It is the same process. So please, Kaya FM listeners, whether someone is talking about debt review or debt cancelling, is the same thing. Let's go to its counterpart, right? Debt consolidation.
Yes.
Now, debt consolidation is a process where an individual, a Kaya FM listener perhaps, realizes again that I think I'm struggling to make my obligations as far as debt is concerned. The next step they take is they go to a financial services provider. They go to a bank, either the bank that they owe some of the obligations to or any other bank, and they get what is called, Gugu, a consolidation loan.
Yeah.
Essentially, a big loan that pays off all other creditors, and they end up just owing one institution.
Yes.
So one, a legal process involving a debt canceller. Another one, a process initiated by an individual and executed by going to one of our many financial services providers. The big difference, Gugu, between the two, one is a legal process and one is not. Mm-hmm. Debt review, legal process, debt canceling, debt consolidation, I'm sorry, is not.
100%. And the legal aspect and implications is what gets serious here, right? Especially when it comes to debt review or debt counseling, as you've mentioned. Talk us through some of the misconceptions, because as you say, if you still owe a loan after 3 months, it's not impossible for you to pay it off. You probably just need to reach out to the credit provider to restructure it or make some kind of payment arrangement. But it doesn't mean that you are writing off your capabilities to actually settle the debt over the long term. And is this the mistake, Gugu, that we typically make here?
Yes. Mm. And you have just hit the nail on the Gugu. You really, really analyzed this so well. So what is happening currently? And I really want to underline here, unscrupulous, because we don't want to paint everyone with the, you know, with the wrong brush of saying everyone is doing things that are not within the law. It's really a few, as in any industry, you know, rotten apples. Mm-hmm. What are they doing, these credit debt canceling firms? They are doing exactly what you said, Gugu. You put it so well. They are going to a consumer who has just taken out a loan. And what is it that they say to them? They say, wait a minute, installment for your newly minted loan, we can reduce them for you. And then, of course, who doesn't want to have reduced installments? Oh. And then the consumer says, oh, okay, that's interesting. How do I do that? And then they say, no, you just need to get into this process. Send us your ID. Complete this form. Sometimes without often clearly explaining that the process that will make that happen is a legal process called debt canceling. So they market, they send you WhatsApps, they send you messages. And the other side of it, Gugu, is they also proactively approach people and say, are you thinking about getting a loan? Mm. You know, if you go and get a loan, we can help you to make sure that those installments are reduced. You don't have to pay back the loan as you'd have, you know, committed to do with the financial service provider. So that's the main modus operandi. What are the consequences of that, Google?
Yes.
The consequences are many. The first and perhaps major consequence, it goes back to your point earlier, the devil is in the detail. Mm-hmm. Once you sign up for debt review or debt canceling, ignorance is not an excuse. I've seen many cases, Gugu, with my work with the National Credit Regulator, that you cannot exit debt review because you were misled into it. Because what they do is they look at the portfolio of evidence. You did send your ID number. You did complete the forms. In fact, you signed. That you didn't read is your own problem. So please, consumers need to be aware that they must ask the question, how do you make the installment reduce so drastically by 50%, by 60%? Ignorance is not a defense. Once you are in that process, it's a legal process, Gugu, meaning it is a process that is registered with our courts. And so to go out of debt canceling or debt review, you need to have satisfied certain legal requirements. The main ones being, one, you provide evidence that you have paid up all your obligations. So each one of the debts that you have, including this new loan that you used to enter into debt review, we need settlement letters to show us that you have done that. You provide them to a registered debt canceller, and then the debt canceller takes all that. On top of that, puts a form that says, I certify that, yes, the consumer has done their bit. That goes to a magistrate court. From there, it then goes to credit bureaus, and then you are officially out of debt. It can take anywhere between 3 to 7 years to get out of debt canceling, because it's about paying up all those obligations. That's one of the consequences. The other, the moment you enter debt canceling, Gugu, you are legally no longer able to access debt in South Africa.
Ooh.
That means you have an asterisk on your name with a credit bureau. Everyone knows you're in debt review. You cannot use a credit card. You cannot get a clothing account. You can't get a phone on account, let alone a loan. So you need to go with your eyes open that I'm signing up for the next 4 to 6 years to not be able to access debt. Of course, you would know, Gugu, cost and fees go with it as well. There are costs, you know, associated with that. You know the worst thing, Gugu? I have seen grown people cry.
Oh.
When I explain to them, the material you gave me, you signed to enter into debt review. Google, the impact on families, the impact on marriages, the impact on mental health and stress. It's unbelievable cruelty that these people are doing, because they are really taking advantage of people who perhaps don't know what they are entering into. And the impact is so devastating from a mental health, parenting, well-being, and shame perspective. So those are the major consequences, Google.
Significant consequences. And I'm so glad, Dr. Makwekwe, that you've given us so much detail to understand that going into debt review or debt counseling does not make the debt disappear. If anything, it actually restricts you and tightens up your discipline to pay all of it off effectively, and could suffer significant consequences there. As you can imagine, Dr. Makwekwe, there's a number of questions that our listeners do want to ask.
It's a big topic all the time.
Yes, definitely. So we've got a voice note from Fikile. We'll play this and hopefully get to a call as well from Maletsema. But let's start with the voice note.
Hi, Siskuku. Mina, my question is, I'm on debt review, ne? I've been paying on a monthly basis, like without skipping. So, and some of my creditors, I managed to settle them. So I just want to find out, do I have to completely pay everything, like including the bond and the car, so that I can be taken out of debt review now? Or can I be taken out after I have completed all the smallanyana loans that I have taken, and then maybe be left with a house and a car, because I can be able to afford that now? So my question is, I just want to find out, do I have to pay or everything before I can be taken out to debt review now? Thank you so much. Thank you for the great show. We are really, really learning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sis Fikile. Appreciate it. I'm hoping that there's a favorable answer to your question.
Loud and clear there, Google. A common question.
Yes.
Thanks to our wonderful National Credit Act, it really does protect consumers, Google. Mm-hmm. And so when a consumer goes into debt cancelling, the house is never part of that. Right, all your other liabilities, nice, including the car, they go into that, but the house is excluded. Right, so you need to pay all the other obligations, of course, with because of the house is a long-term asset, right?
Yes.
Often 20 years that a bond someone takes, maybe you enter debt canceling, you still have 15 years to go. So you pay everything else outside of the house. It's never part of the debt canceling. So even if you still owe someone 3,000 rand, 800, you've got to pay it. We need a certificate or a settlement letter. Then, you know, you exit. The home will then carry on with you outside of debt canceling, because it never enters debt canceling with you.
Gotcha.
But yes, everything else has to be paid. And hence, it often takes quite long.
Yes, definitely. So the car will still need to be paid. I'm glad that you highlight that.
The car is part of a debt cancelling process, yes.
Definitely. I'm glad you highlight that the law does work in our favor, because home loans are quite long. And of course, you need to prioritize individuals having a shelter. So that would be the only exception, as you've mentioned there. Dr. Makwekwe.
And in fact,
go ahead.
Google, I just wanted to say the other thing for consumers to watch out for, right? If you are married in community of property, it actually means both partners are entering debt review. Should one partner want to take a loan and then use that unfortunate technique that is being used for consumers for nefarious ways.
Ooh.
So both partners, so it impacts the family as well.
Dr. Makwekwe, I'm glad you highlight that. Ooh, it's getting uncomfortable now. It's getting painful.
It does.
It really is. Let's take another question from Maletsema, who's dialed in from Springs. Always good to speak to you, Maletsema.
Yeah, if hooked and obsession is a person, she's me. AI Google. You are really drawing us closer and closer to knowledge. But thank you so much.
Yeah,
I was telling a producer, Woody, like, and thank you for Ubaba. Like, this thing is very dangerous. Years back, what they do, they take the lump sum. So I was telling the producer, which I'm not sure Woody, will abasa fundo rengan. They take a lump sum of your deduction, and then they just take 16 rand, they pay there, and they, Nina, like, I'm that person who like following up, and I'm not a person who skips whatever that I owe. I'm always like obsessed in paying.
Mm-hmm.
So when I found out, good, they take a lump sum, and then after that, they go to those people, they pay only 16 rand, and I was like, no. it's really not on because now we are Robega win. And then how long are they going to finish when they keep on paying 16 rand to the other people? So it was like 3 years back. So I wanted to find out, was like, is that supposed to happen? Can they take a lump sum, for example, maybe 6,000 rand, and then they just take 20 rand to the other person, 20 rand to other thing? So, but the thing I like about it, it makes you to be so disciplined not to take an account and everything like that and pay off everything and then get that certificate. But what I did not like is that thing, Uguji, like they just take the 16 rand and they take it there. I mean, I got out of it. I'm like, no, I'd rather go back to paying those normal amounts that I was paying, because I don't understand why you're taking 16 rand, which maybe I was paying like something like maybe four.
Yeah, got you. Were you under debt counseling or did you get debt consolidation? Oh, for how long for?
Hey, Google, I want to bang on you. I want to know what I'm saying.
No problem.
So but that's the thing, Gucci. Yeah, it's a very dangerous thing. We are sure about Gucci and my read.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I learned the hard way. But it does put the discipline. But because why are you entering into it? Because we're so stressed. Because it's a lump sum of things and everything like that. And some of the things you enter into them because there are certain things that you need to do. Yesterday, Ishoya is on the Ubaba Ute. Do not borrow to pay up.
Yes.
Yesterday. They said do not borrow to pay up. So it has just a lot of things, not only financially, but you know, as you go up, you learn a lot of things.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Malitsima, we always appreciate you listening in and dialing in and sharing your thoughts and helping all of us learn from the different scenarios. So thank you as well for contributing to this conversation.
Yeah, thank you, Gugu. You're really enlightening us a lot of things. Thank you so much.
Siyabonga. Thank you. That's Malitsima from Springs, a great listener of ours, Dr. Frank, who always happens to engage with us. And I think she's underscored something so important there about understanding and reading, which is what you've highlighted. But she also mentioned a key theme around how the loans are paid off on your behalf, where there's small allocations to pay off your credit. Is there a way to review that or even recalculate it and say, hold on, I'm not looking to settle 10% of the debt every month. I actually want to make lump sum contributions to actually quicken the pace of settlement.
Absolutely, yes, Gugu. So there are a couple of things to do once an individual has entered a debt review or a debt cancelling process. Certainly one of them is exactly that, Gugu, to say there are minimum payments that are set out in a schedule negotiated between the individual's debt canceller and the creditors. And of course, one doesn't need to limit themselves to those minimum amounts. They are set based on an individual's budget and affordability, but should a consumer come across a lump sum of money, a little bit of extra money, bonus, you know, however they come into a little bit of extra, it's actually a good idea to go to the debt counselor and say, I want to pay in a little bit more, because in that way, one is able to pay quicker the creditors and able to exit the process. That's one of the things. The other things, Gugu, is to get your monthly statement. Please, Sky FM listener. I come across a lot of people who are in debt counseling and I ask them, when did you last see your statement? I don't know. It's very important. Why? Because sometimes debt counselors change, a debt counselor within a big firm resigns, and so you may find that you are paying but the money is not actually getting to the end creditor so that they, you know, you reduce what you owe them. So by law, the debt cancelling firm should be giving you a monthly report to show you exactly who has paid and what is outstanding. So a second good habit is making sure that the consumer is always getting that monthly statement to show how things are going. And I guess the third one, Gugu, is to be so disciplined. What we do know, again, I really would like to caution our wonderful Kai FM listeners here. We know, because once someone gets into debt review, Gugu, what do? They are no longer able to access debt by law. But what I have found consumers do, they then start going to unregistered lenders, you know, abomashonisa, to loan sharks. That is just making the situation so serious, because not only do we have this debt you are struggling with formally via a debt cancelling process, you are even burdening yourself, you know, with further debt through informal lenders. So I really would like to caution our listeners, you know, to avoid doing that, because it just makes them stuck in a spiral of debt.
Definitely. And that's what you want to avoid, not getting stuck in that spiral of debt. Dr. Makwekwe, the questions are coming in thick and fast.
Here's fast and furious.
Fast and furious. People, we all need help. And I'm excited by this because it means that our message is landing and we can actually walk away with lessons to implement. Our next one is from Mrs. N. Gila. Let's listen to this voice note.
Hi, Gugu. Great. Thank you for the great show. My question around debt review is, I normally get, I'm under debt review, right? And then I normally get calls, maybe suggesting that they can help me get out of it. Is it true that I can get out of it and make an arrangement personally with the debtors? With the creditors, sorry.
Got you. Thank you so much, Ms. Njila, for that message and the compliment. I'm intrigued by this one, Dr. Makwekwe, because she says she is currently under debt review. We don't know how long for, how far in, so we probably need a lot more detail around her case. But her big question is, can she get out? Because she gets calls telling her that she can get out of debt review.
Oh, Gugu, what a beautiful call. You know, it's so powerful for our listeners to call because there's so much teachable moments. Gugu, do you know, they are law firms out there and individuals on the phones to unsuspecting consumers, lying to them that they can get them out of debt review or debt canceling for a fee. No, there is no such thing. It's not possible because the only way an individual gets out, as I said earlier, is every single debt has been paid. The debt canceller attests to that. They complete a form saying that, and then it's checked because this is a legal process at our magistrate court. Only then is a letter released to say the individual has complied with all requirements of exiting debt review, and then that message goes to debt cancellers, to credit bureaus, and then they remove this asterisk that shows an individual is in debt canceling. So anyone who promises for 5,000 rand, for 2,500, it's a lie. There is no other way to exit formal debt review, debt canceling, other than paying every single cent that you owe, minus the house that doesn't go in that process. So watch out for those, they are lying, those lawyers and individuals who claim that.
Yeah, definitely. See, we appreciate your honesty and making it very clear. So to Ms. Gila, I'm hoping that the message is clear. Don't fall into that trap of believing those lies. We have one more voice note that we're going to play from Kenny Majola.
Good evening. Good evening, my sister. How are you?
Good, good. Thank
you. Wow, you just nailed it to the top. Speaking of which, debt review. Here's what I did. I lost a job around 2019. 2020, I wasn't working. 2021, I wasn't working. I think around 2022, I happened to get something. Okay. Then I wanted to say, you know what? I know I'm owing things that which is supposed to be paid off. It happened, I will go under debt review. I will not mention the name of that company. And the job that I got, it was just a contract job. They always renew a contract time and again. It happens whereby I was just 1 month, 1 month left to finish what I was owing. Boom, those people now, they put it an interest rate on top of what I was paying.
Sure.
How possible so is that?
Sure. Great question there, Kenny. Dr. Makwekwe, intriguing scenario for Kenny. He was about to finish off paying off his debt, and then the last month, then there was an increased level on the interest rate. Is that possible, or does this also speak to maybe some kind of balloon payment arrangement?
Yeah, I know. I was listening to that as well. I think from the fact at hand, Google, that is very unusual. Because remember, once you enter into this credit, this debt canceling process or debt review, you've agreed certain level of payment, a certain levels, you know, of interest. It's unlikely that you'd have, you know, a huge spike in the interest that makes you not exit. I think there it is a case for reaching out. There is if the caller can just go to ncr.org, there is a number there to call for debt canceling queries. And then they will be put in touch with a professional at the National Credit Bureau. They will ask them, they will send them a form to complete almost like a statement of facts what happened. Then they can investigate on behalf of the consumer. And they have very good turnaround times. So please reach out where, you know, if issues that are a little bit unclear like this one to the National Credit Regulator, they have a dedicated line for handling debt review queries.
Definitely. So important that you've shared these insights with us. Yo, Dr. Makwekwe, see why I love having conversations with you. You make it so practical.
And Gugu, you're not calling me back enough. Please, can you commit on national radio? When am I back?
I love it. Oh, Dr. Makwekwe, I'll tell you what. We'll organize a special where we speak to you for an hour and continue with the
and
listening.
I will be in studio, Gugu. Yes. There, I'll be there by you in the studio. What a wonderful opportunity. Thank you for having me and bringing this very important topic, Gugu, to make sure that our Kaya FM listeners don't fall, you know, for this trap. Really, that's what it is.
Definitely. Because we appreciate you so much, Dr. Makwekwe, some of our listeners also agree with what I've said, that you make this so teachable. So here's a compliment and a comment from one of our listeners named Cad.
Hi, Gugu. Honestly, I've been listening to the show and I'm really liking how Dr. Makwekwe approaches everything with no sugar coating, and he draws this information and gives us to us as raw as possible, because most of us need actually to hear these things, because we are misinformed, we are miseducated, and as sometimes we tend to make mistakes that we can actually avoid as the people.
There we go. Ah, Dr. Makwekwe, straight talker, helping us in terms of understanding our finances better. Thank you so much, as always, sir.
No, Bogamina, thank you. Fantastic show, as usual.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Frank Makwekwe, Executive for Financial Wellness and Advisory at Nedbank. What a joy it always is to speak to him. As Kat has mentioned, a straightforward conversation and, of course, helping us understand some of the pitfalls. And you know what we should actually do? The 1 hour that we're going to plan with Dr. Makwekwe, we also need to incorporate relationships and marriage. He's highlighted the fact that getting married in community of property, and we also need to understand just the legalities around that. You don't necessarily need to be in civil union, but even customary unions, paying lobola, and whether or not the relationship works out after or not, there's a consequence to that if it can be proved that there was some kind of exchange, and of course if there are future transactions that you might enter into with your partner, because the consequences are significant. Doesn't help if one person says, I'm the one with the financial trouble, but my partner can help me. If you are married in community or property or haven't fully evaluated the spectrum, the scope of your union and the legal consequences thereof, it can really lead to a lot of frustration and pain and disappointment. So that is certainly something we will follow up on, and we'll reach out to Dr. Makwekwe to gauge his thoughts and views on this one. And of course, reach out to you, so that we educate and learn together and share stories to actually make sure that we all move forward in terms of better managing our money and learning how to create sustainable wealth. Oh, it's always lovely speaking and listening to conversations on personal financial matters.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.